Rishus HaRav Shlita. The shtender in front of me is the Dani Mara shtender. Two psukim grace it. They capture a boy who, among other places, learned in this base medrash right up there in Tavshin Pei. Morning Seder, Masachas Chulin. Yireyecha yir'uni v'yismachu ki ledvarcha yicholti. A pasuk in the 119th parak, the longest parak in Tehillim, the parak that's full of 176 psukim, describing the power, the majesty, the beauty of Torah, and of Jews who learn Torah. Those who have Yira Shamayim, Davra Melch says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they see me and they're happy. They're happy when they see me, Ki Lidvarcha Yicholti, because I've longed for your Davar. I've longed for your Torah. Last year, Kiva Poppers and I were thinking, we're designing this shtender. This pasuk captured so many elements of who Dani was. And there's a second pasuk, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, that also talks about Beis Hashem and speaks specifically of Shem Olam Etenlo. The goal of the shtender is a vehicle to help accomplish the goal of Shem Olam Etenlo, to have a permanent zecher and a permanent connection with Dani, Viveisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home, in the Beis HaMedrash. But how are we going to do that? And what does it mean for us? Some of us knew him, some of us didn't know him. Some of us overlapped in this Beis HaMedrash or in other Bartei Medrash, and others knew him only, we heard about him. So you know, there's a discussion in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel, a discussion of Avelus of Sfira, Hanhagas of Sfira, and specifically about Lag BaOmer. Shulchan Aruch says that Lag BaOmer is the last day of the Avelus of Talmid Rebbe Akiva, and then the next day, Lag BaOmer, the 34th, there's no longer any Avelus. Ramah says something which is familiar to us as Ashkenazim, but really curious. He says, no, Avelus already ends on Lag BaOmer. Okay, makes his Yom Kukulo. But then he goes on to say, Marbim Kitzas B'Simcha. There's some small element of Simcha. Lag BaOmer is not a full Yomtif, but a semi, a quasi Yomtif. We leave a Tachanon. And the question is why? The question is why? The Avelus ends. This is the last day of the Avelus, the day of Simcha. The day of Simcha. So the Rav explained in a drasha over 50 years ago, 1971, Rabbi Goodman, the Kol Elyon, pointed me recently to a Pri Chadash on Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel and Aruch Chaim, who has a similar idea. That the end of the Avelus, perhaps there's an element of, this is when the rebuilding begins. And that element of Lag BaOmer is the beginning of the rebuilding. The beginning of the rebuilding, that was the entire life of Rebbe Akiva, was a man who was always looking to try again and to push forward. And at the end of the first year, as the Yahrzeit draws near, this is Dani's Beis HaMedrash, and we, B'nai Yeshiva, we can rebuild. Now the Yerushalmi says in Masech HaShkalim, the second parak of Shkalim, that the Rambam quotes it, Ein osin nefashos l'tzadikin. Strictly speaking, there's no need to make a matzeva for a tzaddik. Common practice certainly is that we do. The Yerushalmi says, strictly speaking, there's no need. What's a stone? Divrehem. Heim heim zichronim. Their words, their Torah, that's the greatest way to stay connected. Ki ledvarcha yicholti. That davar. To yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's davar. I was thinking about this pasuk. Yireecha yiruni v'yismachu ki ledvarcha yicholti, I think, teaches us, you and I, now and going forward, three practical lessons. Those who knew Dani will certainly see this reflected. See him reflected in these aspects of this pasuk. Yireecha yiruni v'yismachu. David HaMelech says, Yirei Shamayim, see me, and seeing me makes them happy. Certainly a memory that we have richly cherished in our hearts. Yireecha yiruni v'yismachu. To make someone happy, just seeing him makes me happy. Can seeing you make other people happy? What does David HaMelech say? You know why? Ki ledvarcha yicholti. You know why? David HaMelech says, you know why seeing me makes people happy? He says, ki ledvarcha yicholti. Because I yearned for Dvar Hashem. What's the connection? Where's the key? Because I yearned for Dvar Hashem. So I think there are three elements here. Number one is to recognize that there's great joy in hard work. Sometimes we fall into the misconception that we'll be very happy when things come easy. But the truth is, all the really valuable things in life require real amelos. The really valuable things that really matter in the long term, they all come with amelos. We all know it. If you enjoy learning, what can be more geshmak than learning? But without amelos, there's no joy whatsoever. It's true in human relationships. It's true throughout life. The truly valuable things, and perhaps that's another layer of meaning in the mission of Avos Lefum Tzara Agra, not just Tzara and Olam Haba. But right here, there is great joy davka in hard work. Ki ledvarcha yicholti. Because I yearn, because I worked hard to achieve Dvar Hashem, David HaMelech says. If I work hard to achieve Dvar Hashem, that's going to give me simcha. If it all comes easy, that's great. But the real joy, the real satisfaction, is when it doesn't come easy, and if it is coming easy, I'm going to push myself to somewhere that doesn't come easy. I'm going to push myself to grow more. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to push. I want more. I want more Dvar Hashem. Ki ledvarcha yicholti, there's great joy and hard work. Number two, similar but not the same, is that you can do hard work joyously. But sometimes when we're working very hard on something, something is tough, sometimes we become overly serious people. We need to be focused, certainly. We need to be on task. But sometimes we fall into the trap of the amelus taking it up, thinking that we can't be sameach when we're amel. That capacity to do hard work with simcha, to do hard work joyously. And finally, yireecha yiruni v'yismachu ki ledvarcha yicholti. It's not only that my being miyachel for Dvar Hashem, my dreaming of achieving more than I already have, of really pushing hard to get to the next level in Dvar Hashem, in learning Dvar Hashem, in mastering Dvar Hashem, in living Dvar Hashem. It's not only that that can give me simcha, and that I can seek to be sameach while I work hard. Anyone who remembers Tani's quiet smile, you know what I mean. But I think there's another madriga as well, because David HaMelech doesn't just talk about if I'm yachel, I will be sameach. But he says, if I'm yachel dvar Hashem, if you're miyachel dvar Hashem, others will be sameach. In other words, perhaps the third layer is to be miyachel in a way that is misameach others. To yearn and to strive and to work hard and to grow and to be ambitious. And yes, to hit roadblocks and to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and do it again in Lag BaOmer style, to do it in a way that makes others happy. And it brings to mind the comments of the Rambam that's worth our reviewing from time to time. The end of the Rambam opens Mishneh Torah with several prakim devoted to Chovas HaLevavos. He opens Mishneh Torah with prakim devoted to Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Yichud HaBorei, and then to Avon, to Yira. The first parak that's practical, literally practical, the first parak that's involved, that focuses on Chovas HaEvarim, on the things that we do with our body, with our limbs, as opposed to the inner landscape of a Jew, the first is the fifth parak. And the first mitzvah is Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, avoiding Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam first speaks about it in very, very dramatic ways. But then the last halacha of Perakei of Yisodi HaTorah, the Rambam reminds us that there is Kiddush Hashem every day. And it's worth sometimes opening Rambam and taking a look and remembering what he says, because you can live this. A person holds himself to a higher standard. What does that higher standard look like? Such a rich array, such a multidimensional definition of what does it mean to hold myself to a higher standard as a ben yeshiva. That I'm soft and gentle, I talk to others and I connect with them. With a friendliness. And not only in positive times and I'm positive, but even Nelav Mayam Venam Olvan. And when people are less than polite with me, I can let things roll off. And I don't have to snap back in kind. Mechabed Lam Afilim Mekilim Lo. And I can go out, I can extend myself to Mechabed, even those who can't return that covet. And in addition to the midos aspect of our interaction with others, the nosin be'amuna, and to be a person who's elevated in terms of honesty, and who's elevated in the way that he interacts with others. Lo yarba barichas ami ha'aretz v'yishivasan, I'm elevated. I elevate myself as I interact with other people. And lo yeru etamid el osik b'torah, otif b'tzitzis, muchter b'tfilin. I'm a person who strives for greatness. In Biram Lachavero. Kumvase Biram Lachavero, and Shabaltase Biram Lachavero. A person who seeks to elevate the way I interact with others, and I elevate myself Biram Lamakum. People see me involved in learning. People see me tzitzis, tvilin. Ose bechol maisel of nimishur sadin. And I hold myself to higher standard, the Rambam stresses, in a way that doesn't detach me from other people. Lo yisrachi karbe, velo yishtomim. To the point where I seek to live an elevated life, to hold myself to elevate standards of Am Lachaveiro, to hold myself to elevate standards of Am Lamakam, Achiyimtsu Hakol Mekalsenoso Oavenoso Umisaven Lamaisav. People are taken by you. People are excited to be with you. They love you, and they want to be the way you are. I raise a kiddush Hashem. Avdiata Yisrael Shebuchas Peir. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dreams of us being that type of Jew. To be ki l'dvarcha yicholti. People are happy when they see me because I'm a miyachel l'dvar Hashem. Because I'm yearning to become a Talmud Chacham. And because I'm yearning to become the type of Talmud Chacham who makes others happy to be around me. These three elements, of Yireecha Yiruni v'Yismachu ki l'dvarcha yicholti, of recognizing that hard work that I'm meilus can lead to real joy and real simcha, and to seek to do that I'm meilus b'simcha, to work hard joyously, and to seek to develop myself into the sort of person whose hard work makes other people happy, to grow in a way that attracts others, to grow in a way that Hakol Mekalsenoso, Hakol Ovenoso. These are things that we can do in the year and years and decades to come. In this base medrash, in our base medrash, in Dani's base medrash, in all future Batei Medrash, that we will find ourselves anywhere in the world. And it's through that that Shem Olam Etein Lo. It's through that that Dani is not just a memory. It's through that that he is a permanent place in our base medrash, Vivei Si, when his model inspires us, Enos in the Fashas at Tzadikim, because Divrei Meheim Zichronam, the greatest Zikaron, the greatest Ili Neshama. I think about this often, at a Shiva house and beyond. People think about what can I do, Le'ili Neshmasa. The greatest Ili Neshama, I think that's what Yerushalmi is saying, is when we, in Olam Hazeh, act in an elevated way, in a way that's inspired by the model of the Nifter. Divreihem Heimeim Zichronam. In that way, he becomes a permanent part of our base medrash until the time of the Nevuah of Daniel, Rabbi Yisheni Admas Afar Yakitsu, to Lozocha, to Biazgoel, to Lozocha, to Tchias Amesin B'Meher V'Yameinu. Thank you so much. May we continue to live ever more elevated lives that bring us simcha, bring all those around us simcha. Yirei Echa Yiruni V'Yismachu Kilid Varcha Yichotu.